Well, you are so right, Howard. She came out, and it was really quite a sight to see this entire huge arena just erupting for this historic candidate walking across the stage and taking the bow. And so that was the first thing, I guess, that hit me was that, you know, it was quite a moment. But the other thing is, I think she was successful in starting out this quote-unquote reintroduction of herself. As we have talked about, Howard, she's the most famous woman in the world, and but people still don't know that much about her. So she began by that last night, talking about what she said has been her commitment to public service and a lifetime that's been devoted to that, all in contrast to the billionaire who has somehow just jumped into the fray, which is what she was trying to do. You know, I thought it was very successful. She did kind of, there was nothing unexpected, but one of the things that did surprise me is she took on Trump for his quote during the Republican convention, "I alone can fix this," is what he had said, and she really grabbed on to that and to just introduce the idea that, you know, what are we dealing here? What are we dealing with here with someone who says, "I alone can fix this"? She says, "You and I alone can fix this."
We're looking at two candidates that have pretty high negatives in some polls, and there was some controversy within each party as to who should be the nominee. Do you think that Clinton made enough of a case to appeal to Republicans who aren't sold on Trump?
That's going to be a very difficult challenge for her. I don't see that working for her because she is the antithesis of what most Republicans are looking for. And as a matter of fact, what she described last night for the most part was a very left-leaning agenda. With all of the things that we have heard, she reiterated them. I doubt she's going to pick off the Republicans. Where her challenge is and what might lie ahead is the unaffiliated independent voters, kind of like why she had Michael Bloomberg out there the other night, an independent trying to appeal to those who aren't affiliated with any party. So I think Republicans are Republicans and Dems are Dems, and this thing, because it is close at this point, may be very well to be decided by those who are a member of neither party.
Governor Cuomo also made remarks earlier in the week about the progressive nature of New York. He had his big speech last night. How did that go?
Well, it went very well. It I think was warmly received, and but it's like one of hundreds of other speeches that take place here. But he, I think you could tell, he worked very hard at it. He mentioned his father quite a bit, and he tried to summon the legacy of his father, and who certainly had one of the most famous convention speeches of all time back in 1984. But he kept coming back to this theme of New York as where we have done some of these progressive things already. We're talking about minimum wage and a bunch of the other things, such as family leave. And so he talked about that and was just, I think, trying to say that we've done it here. It can be done. And that was very much his theme throughout the entire week here. He was here touting New York, no question, as the progressive capital of the nation.
We have just about a minute left. You spent a week at both party conventions. Other than the obvious difference in messages, did you come away with different feelings about the two events?
Well, you know, I have to say that these were the two most newsworthy conventions that I have ever covered. And from a newsman's standpoint, that's a good thing. Whether it's good for the parties or not, I'm not sure. But in any event, I think that both accomplished what they were trying to do in conveying the message. That's what, as we have said all week, that's what conventions are for. I think the Republicans, you know, they have been criticized for for portraying a dark party and a dark platform. And the Democrats, I think, were much more probably optimistic. But I'm not sure that either of them have read the mood of the voters. We'll find that out. But the Democrats, I think, took great pains to counter what they thought was the negativity of what happened in Cleveland. And like I said, now both of them have made their presentation. We'll see what happens.